point you all towards an answer. The Los Angeles Dodgers had initially invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who are a satirical, irreverent group that focuses on fundraising within the queer community, for the 10th anniversary of their Pride Night. Someone said that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence was anti-Christian. They then uninvited them. There was backlash, and the Dodgers had to issue a groveling apology to bring the Sisters back. So it was the Los Angeles Dodgers that upset the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
It just seems like a big mess. Like, you're trying to get people in, like, a different community. You're trying to get the gay community in, and then you botched that. But now everyone's unhappy.
Everyone was unhappy.
You should have, like, just stuck with your gun.
You're absolutely right. No one left this situation thrilled with what was going on. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence were less than thrilled. Next question. Why was a shoe theft by 76-year-old Terry Martin international news?
I don't remember this one.
Is it like Wizard of Oz shoes or something?
Ruby slippers. It was the ruby slippers.
In 2005, Terry Martin, who lives 12 kilometers away, stole the ruby slippers from the museum that had the Wizard of Oz famous shoes. They were recovered in the 2018 FBI sting, and in 2023, Martin was charged.
Are you telling me, like, a 7-year-old stole shoes?
Well, he wasn't 76 years old in 2005.
What year is it?
It would have been in his 50s in 2005.
Thank you. I'm not good at math.
Why did the Food and Drug Administration release a public warning related to small bottles of energy shots?
Is this something like, don't put it up your butt?
I immediately thought that as well. Thank you for being on my team and experiencing that same moment.
Okay.
It's not right.
Wait, are you saying the whole bottle or the contents?
Just like, no, they try to like put the contents, but the whole bottle goes up.
That's not the correct answer. That's not the correct answer.
It was a good answer.
Energy drink. Just don't give you 5 hours of energy.
I mean,
three at best.
Is this like those like tiny little ginseng bottles?
Yes,
5 hour energy on the counter at your convenience store.
I mean, it's either that or poppers. And you're giggling, so I'm guessing they're saying that like poppers are banned.
No, you are right. This follows several cases of people who mistook.
Did they, like,
poppers,
put it up their nose?
Which is amyl nitrate, which should not be consumed orally by anybody. Do not drink poppers. Key advice, do not drink poppers. Many people didn't realize that and were chugging what they thought were 5-hour energy shots and was actually amyl nitrate, leading to a warning from the FDA.
Oh my god, it's the opposite of what we were saying. They're
this
the wrong
sounds
thing
like
up
it would
butt.
Be a really good episode of House.
So,
you're not wrong!
It would be a great episode of House.
Amazing!
Okay, next question. This question might be a little bit more challenging. One in four Grindr users use the app for what purpose?
Making friends?
Finding drugs.
Casual hookups?
That's more than one in four.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Man, has never been on Grindr.
Heather,
what's your guess? We all said one.
Trying to find out if coworkers are gay or not.
I would say work. I made a joke answer. Probably trying to find a job or something.
I am going to give it to Jess.
Oh.
Because one in four Grindr users use it for networking.
I actually have a friend that uses it to meet new people because he's one of those, I want to meet new people, and he uses Grindr for that, among other platforms. But
now, this year was a busy year for Grindr, accused of union busting. They informed all of their workers who were working remotely that they must move to certain on-site locations. It led to a understandably very high turnover in staff. at Grindr. Mm-hmm. But Grindr also reported this year record profits. This year also saw Grindr issue warnings in Egypt and New York and in many other locations of people using the app to target vulnerable folks for crimes. Actually, in New York, people were using Grindr as a trap to target LGBT folks.
A honeypot.
They were using it as a honeypot.
So kind of like all right in a weird way.
What caused acrimony between the English Chess Federation and the International Chess Federation?
Inclusion of trans women.
Yep.
You've nailed it.
Yep.
FIDE, which is the International Chess Federation, has this year decided to ban trans participants. But the English League did not. This echoes bans in several other sports against trans athletes. 2023 also marked the first global competition to be won by an openly trans athlete. Jamie Gumbrell, who is 23, won the World Croquet Federation Championship. The United Nations Special Procedures Human Rights Council also this year released a policy position saying that they should end discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex characteristics. I mean, everyone from cycling to rugby to chess has weighed in on trans participation.
There are sports that already have mixed teams or it wouldn't be a big deal. So, like, if trans people ever get banned from curling, that'll be a shock. If they get what's the team frisbee one? Extreme Frisbee. If they get banned from that, that would be a shock. I would love to see, like, an all-inclusive Crokino league.
Oh, I'd be in.
But I feel like the ban for chess is also quite shocking.
It's a complicated thing. I think some physical levels have trouble with this thing, just like men and women are built differently physically. And that's a whole rabbit hole thing we could go down.
If you're talking
But I'm talking about chess. Yeah. Like, come on.
If it's Greco-Roman wrestling, that's going to be one thing. I think the concern with chess, it's not that trans women were banned. It's that trans women were banned from the women's league. And it's because in open leagues, when everyone is allowed to compete, there has never been a female winner. So I think what they're just thinking is that it's just the long tail phenomenon where, like, because no woman has ever won the open league, it's unfair because there is some hidden yet to be discovered advantage that men may or may not have against women that makes it unfair to women if men compete against them. And so therefore, trans women, and it's like this long...
It's a lot, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Because physically, men and women have different strengths, like just physically.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, whether or not, like whatever you want to identify is fine. It's just... Physically, there are some things. So if you do transition and now you're a woman, which is great, you may have some physical attributes that are not... For people that have been training their whole life, it's a little trickier for them to swallow that down as, like, this is now my competition.
Well, I'll tell
because
you...
there's always people that are going to do it just for the sake of it. So you can have people abusing this, not just because they have the sexual identity, but just I can win
if
I switch over to the woman's side because I'm physically more capable.
When I lived
and
in
that's Hong where it's going to be.
I don't think there's any reported cases of someone
I'm saying
change their gender identity just to win a professional sport.
I know, but
there are
just,
some sports where it's not an issue though. Because I can tell
I agree with that. And chess is definitely one of those.
When I lived in Hong Kong. The reigning multi-year Dragon Boat race winning team was a bunch of grandmas.
I believe that.
And it has nothing to do with the physical strength of rowing the boat. It has to do with rhythm. Everyone has to have their paddle hit the water, push, and come out of the water at the exact same instant. And those grandmas were all musicians and had a perfect sense of rhythm. So their boat would just launch across the water because they just had perfect rhythm. It had nothing to do with strength. So some sports, like,
I think it really comes down to the type of sport.
Yeah.
Like, how do you decide that?
Yeah. MMA, I don't know about that. Dragon boating and curling.
What Arizona law threatened musicals, pantomime, and Shakespeare?
Was it that
iced tea was going to be more than a dollar.
That would threaten musicals, pantomime, and Shakespeare. While Arizona law threatened musical, pantomime, and Shakespeare.
That you can't cross-dress and perform at the same time.
You have nailed it. This, the Arizona law, as well as several Republican anti-drag bills, were introduced. They were incredibly broad and prohibited performing in clothing and makeup of opposite of one's birth sex. Mm-hmm. Now, the anti-drag bills in Florida and Tennessee have all been struck down by the courts as unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there is no drag ban that has remained after a court challenge.
That means The Simpsons would be illegal because the voice of Bart, actually most cartoon...
Oh yeah, the voice acting?
Yeah, totally the voice actors of most cartoon children boys is adult females. And Peter Pan in live productions is usually an adult female. Well, usually a woman in her young 20s. So it's actually really common for certain roles to cross-dress. And there's a lot of comedies. I mean, that's why you bring up pantomimes, where it's traditional to have elderly, matronly women played by men.
Gay men.
Gay men. Yeah. Especially like the sort of Dame Edna vibe.
I'm thinking like Monty Python.
Oh.
They did the best the, old ladies.
The Pepper Potts, yeah. Well, I mean, also...
just Eric Idle, like, oh, yes.
The one gay man in the Kids in the Hall was the least feminine cross-dressing woman as well, but the best grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was, yeah, it's a thing. It's part of comedy. It's a part of live performance. I think it was just one of those things where the spirit of the law, I don't know what they were going for, but whatever they were going for, it was just badly written because they were accidentally cutting out way too much.
So, before we jump to our next song, one last question. What surprised the British building surveyor George Rogers on his February flight to Sydney, Australia? What surprised the British building surveyor George Rogers on his February flight to Sydney, Australia? Whilst you and the audience think about that, we're going to be playing Jericho by Inico, and we will be back just after this.
I'm from outer space, I got Milky Way for blood, evolution in my veins. I'm gone, I've been far away, I'm illuminated, I'll make a move, start a waves. I've been dreaming about flying for a long time. I had a vision from the phrase they want a co-sign. Artificially intelligent AI. I'm your future best and present, I'm a fine line. Yeah, I'm a missing link of this illusion. I am not really here, I'm an intrusion.
Jericho by Inica and, Inico. Just before the break, I had asked our wonderful panelists What surprised British building surveyor George Rogers on his recent February flight to Sydney, Australia?
I remember now.
Was he on the wrong plane?
He was the only straight man. They were flying to the gay games.
Oh, right.
I'll give you the point. He accidentally booked a flight on the Qantas World Pride flight featuring feather boas and drag queens.
And he said he had a lovely time.
He said there were great vibes. There was a mid-flight drag show. It was a lovely day. But it was certainly surprising.
We need more folks like that in the world where you're just like, oh, this wasn't what I was expecting. You know, just like go with it. Like you're on your flight. Everyone's having a great time. Yay.
You know the Lemon Bucket Orchestra?
No.
They're
do not know that.
Gypsy punk band from Toronto.
Okay.
And every time they get on a flight, they check their instruments because like if you have like, a $7,000 lute, you're not going to stick that in the luggage compartment underneath. They're going to take that on with you.
Right.
There are so many videos of the Lemon Bucket Orchestra on a train, a plane, or a public subway or something who just get bored and pull out their instruments.
And they're just playing a lute?
They're just jamming. Oh, they're just jamming. And there's so many videos of them. And other bands as well. Too Many Zoos also does that as well. Like, there's so many bands that just pull out their instruments. It'd be great to... Well, if you want a little sleepy... Because, you know...
I think it really depends on... You got to feel the vibe of the group,
if you want
right?
a nap...
You want to feel the vibe...
And there's a
Because some people, like, are just trying to, like, get from, like, business to business. And they're, like, haven't slept. And they're like, I was going to sleep on the flight. And then Gypsy Punk Band is like... Like, next to you. That could be a little bit irritating.
This year, Helena Vieira, writing for the London School of Economics, reported on a study into the occupations that had the highest proportion of gay and queer folks working.
I remember this.
My question is, and there are up to 10 points available, what were the gayest jobs?
Technical
now,
writing.
What I mean here is jobs where they are disproportionately held by queer folks.
You can't just say your job.
Technical writer is number 4. Any other suggestions on what are the gayest jobs? Bearing in mind that Helena Vieira identified social perceptiveness and the independence of the task as being key drivers behind the trend.
Librarians. I feel like there's a lot of lesbian librarians.
Librarians were not top 10.
Non-court lawyers. So like contract lawyers, negotiation lawyers, immigration lawyers.
What about hairdressers?
Not top 10. The top 10.
Real estate.
In going from number 1 down, psychologists.
Okay.
Training and development specialist managers. Social and community service managers. Technical writers. Occupational therapists, massage therapists, urban and regional planners, producers and directors, post-secondary teachers, and then probation officers and correctional treatment specialists.
I just want to point out that when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up to be a massage therapist, and I went to school for both social work and psychology.
There it is.
The only time I had a like medically required massage was a very heavy set lesbian, and she cracked my bones. It was amazing.
As she should. You're not a small person.
Full body weight. Yeah. And she was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "You can do more." She's like, "How about now?" I was like, "You can do more." And she was like, "How about now?" I was like, "Oh God, you can do more." And then like afterwards, you're like, "Ugh." And it wasn't like osteopath. It was like an actual like medical massage therapist, and she started like just from like feeling my back, she could say like these are your problems. This is why this is caused. And blah, blah, blah. It was so she guessed that I was a knitter from feeling my back. She was like all the fine motor muscles.
Are you sure like the needles didn't fall out of your?
No. She was like all the fine motor muscles on your back are incredibly developed. All the large muscles are not. You are basically homebound. All you do is watch cartoons and knit.
Well, she did like some sort of like massaging Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Right? Like, you're like, they're like feeling like a dead body, like, oh, this person did like lacrosse.
Now, she said it was in a list. It was like you knit or you sketch, or she had like a list of hobbies that involve fine motor skills. It wasn't specifically just knitting, but I was still like, that's
fascinating.
Yeah.
Some people are just really, anyway.
Like, they can tell from the bones if someone was an archer.
What is believed to be behind gay fruit flies?
Other gay fruit flies.
I am very tempted to accept other gay fruit flies.
Wait, is this another red herring? I don't understand the way you phrase questions. It's like you're trying to bait me to say something. I actually think his answer is the best. Fruit flies like...
Whatever the other answer is, I'm right either way.
Yeah, don't fruit flies reproduce like every 2 hours or something? That's why they use them for science?
Researchers at the Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Germany have found that ozone pollution degrades the sex hormone of insects. And they believe that this degradation of sex pheromones has led to the global decline in insects. Essentially, ozone pollution makes male fruit flies unable to identify female fruit flies, and they attempt to mate with other male fruit flies.
Okay, so it's like a global warming.
It's a surplus of ozone. It's the opposite.
Book bans were up 33% this year in the United States of America.
You guys were talking about that every other day.
But after Utah introduced a bill banning many books, the Utah law, which bans books containing pornographic or indecent content, anonymous parents complained that one book contained incest, onanism, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, dildos, rape, and even infanticide. And it should be banned under the new Utah law. What was the book?
The Bible.
That is the correct answer.
Utah. Alex, come on, you say that.
Utah parents.
Another book has it all.
Utah parents allege that the Bible containing many of these things should be banned under the new
Utah law. Utah parents. Fantastic. So
why did the Daily Mail apologize about Iceland?
Did they forget it exists?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people think it doesn't. It's like a... fabricated.
Was it false advertising? It's not really just made of ice?
Oh, yeah. Is it Iceland, not as icy as you think it would be?
Iceland can be found underneath Australia, which also does not exist.
Right.
Yes. And by underneath, I don't mean like topographically. I mean like one is on top of the other, like a shell.
You have to do like a tunneling effect.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a clue. It's not the country.
Iceland, not the country.
Is it, like, an attraction somewhere?
It's a state of mind.
Oh, is it an ice attraction in California?
I'm going to give you the correct answer. In September, the Daily Mail reported on attacks on staff at the grocery chain Iceland as shoplifters allegedly used needles with HIV to threaten staff, and several staff allegedly had been infected with HIV. This was shown to be both false and damaging. The executive chair of Iceland, Richard Walker, eventually apologized for sharing misinformation.
Okay, so Iceland's a company in this circumstance?
Yeah.
They sell frozen foods?
Yeah. Sunny Hostin, the View co-host, said that gay men have what unusual superpower?
Interior decoration.
Polydactyly.
Neither of those is correct.
Power to give sass at any moment.
Gay men do have that power.
Is it something to do with the sense of smell?
You've nailed it.
Heather, now, thank God you're here.
Sunny Hostin, referencing a small study, alleged that gay men are able to, quote, smell out other gay men.
Wow.
That is not accurate. However, an Australian study this year did find that most people were able to identify gay men based on the sound of their voice.
Interesting. Okay, so I want to ask the gay men here.
Mm.
What do you smell What do you smell when you smell, like, let's say each other? Do you smell anything significant to be like, that's a gay man? Like, I've never been able to smell another lesbian. So, like, I feel like if you walked into a room and you could smell them, it would be a lot easier for the gay people.
I mean, I think the smell in this case is a metaphor. Although there was a company that trained an AI to be able to identify gay people just from facial features.
I don't think it was like metaphor 80%. Was what's happening here, but
like literally about, like, smell, literal like smell. Smell. Okay.
The last question of the quiz: what did the NHL, the National Hockey League, change its mind about after just 2 weeks?
The rainbow jerseys.
In an official game, you have to wear the team colors associated with whether or not you are home or visiting.
They were wearing them.
During practice, they used to have special like practice only.
No,
uniforms.
But they were recently saying no, they can't do that, right? All right. Well,
during
that's what I'm
full
saying.
Games,
it is not jerseys.
Hockey the rainbow tape on the sticks.
You are right. The ban on pride tape. The NHL originally issued the ban so the players wouldn't have to appear next to anyone demonstrating personal support for special initiatives.
Heaven forbid in a professional sport.
In June of 2023, the NHL banned players from wearing pride-themed warm-up jerseys during their LGBTQ-inclusive pride nights. However, the ban on pride tape on their sticks was a bridge too far. And the NHL, after just 2 weeks, rolled back their ban after several players flaunted it.
Mm.
We have reached the end of the quiz. This year has had some ups. It's had some downs. Attacked sweaters. Took the win. Congratulations, Jess and Heather, for winning this year's Big Gay Quiz of the Year. Let us know, listeners, how you did. Commiserations to
Chicken Bouillon
team of Sebastian and Alex. We are playing out with Salt and Vinegar by Lights. I have been Luke Smith.
Sebastian.
I can't help.